Mr. Pullen, reel 22.
And who's at the searchlight? And I told him, Pullen. It's getting darker. Don't you touch that, he said, on the side out, see? And just then the second engineer came up, asked the captain for men. Collect up who you can, he said, go down. He said, I'll blow the bastard up, or he said, I'll get her away tonight, see? And I think we've done a lot more than we ought to have done. And we rushed and got away with it. And I went up in this upper bunker and...
Sorry, what happened then? You went down with somebody, didn't you?
I went down with Brum Bretner, see? Brum. Ever seen me in Brum Bretner? And I got... They put me up in the upper bunker, see? She's over. And I had to play the coal down to the lower bunker. And I tried to stop it, and it filled the hole up more. During that time, you know, there was an electric lamp in the one end. That was covered with dust, and I was in darkness, see? I was tearing my hair out there, and I was saying, I thought it was Action Station sounding again, see? And all at once, the all cleared. And Brum was singing, Hero Shirok, lies poor Tom Bowling. I said, that Action Station, Brum? No, he said, it's all right, we're all right. So we carried on our journey, doing the stoke hole business. And it went on now, running like that, till the Tuesday, Captain came on the mess deck, and us all around him, you see. He said, you know what's happened? He said, the Admiral is gone with his fleet. And he said, signal's gone all over the world that the Glasgow was sunk all on fire. Well, what happened in that case? They blew our foremost funnel away. See, we had four funnels. And they put oil on the... we used to go by oil in coal, see. They put enough oil on that the flames come up through where that funnel was, see. And I suppose Von Spee thought that was a... she was going down, see? So he reported that Glasgow went down on fire, and he think he sunk the other two ships. Well, my people was in Canada at the time. One of my brothers was going home, and he looked at the post office, and he said that Glasgow was sunk all on fire. Went home and told my mother, she said, our Ted's gone. So he said, that's the finish. But it wasn't the finish, see?
How did it end?
We ended up by coming right through the Straits of Magellan, across to the Falkland Islands, Port Stanley. We had to take in 1,400 ton of coal. And we steamed that 4,000 mile now with our stern underwater. Like that. We got in 400 ton of coal, and the gunnery officer said to me, get all the men inboard, pull in. And he said, the Karlsruhe's outside waiting for us, and old man's going to fight her.
Which ship?
Karlsruhe. That was another German cruiser coming to join up Von Spee. But she got sunk at sea. A merchant seaman run into her. And she got sunk, so we didn't meet her. So when we come out of Falkland Islands, what was waiting for us was a ship called, one of our cruisers from Grand Fleet called the Defence. And they brought cigarettes for the men, you know, and little things, you see, cheer them up a bit. And they escorted us up to Rio. We went in dry dock there, at a French dry dock, see? And for a week they worked on us, putting in new plates and new funnel and all that, see? And when the week was up, we was finished, the two Brazilian battleships escorted us out of Rio, across to, out of the 3 mile limit, wished us goodbye and good luck, and off they went. And we rushed across what they call Abrolhos Rocks, and we laid there for a couple of days. Didn't know what was happening, you know. All at once we heard that two battle cruisers was coming down from Grand Fleet. And all at once they arrived. That was the Invincible and Inflexible. And that was Sturdy, Admiral Sturdy then with them. And he brought the Cornwall, Kent, Bristol, Antrim, all them ships with him, see? And he sent the Bristol into Rio, because you know there's most of a German colony there, see? To tell them that the Glasgow is down in the Falkland Islands. That was to get the German down, see? They must have took the bait, because when we got down to Falkland Island, Port Stanley, We all started taking in coal. I think we took in about 800 ton. And all the other ships were taking in coal. They were sleeping, tired, actually, that's it. And in the morning, there was a signal come through. Some woman ashore said she could see smoke on the horizon. So my captain sent a signalman right aloft. He could see it. He could see about four or five lots of smoke. See? So my captain tried to wake Shirley up, you know. They were all asleep. Right? So he fired a three-pounder blank. And all at once, they all woke up. He said to Sturdy, there's smoke on the horizon, see? Sturdy said, all right, go outside and reconnoiter, but don't get too near them, see? Well, when we went out, and I was looking through my gunnery telescope, they was looking at us, you know, and they were saying, can't be the Glasgow, because we sunk her. I suppose they were saying that, see? All at once, Sturdy said, I'm coming out now. She had to come out like an S-shape out of Port Stanley. Make a smoke screen. Well, we did as much as we could. But the smoke screen didn't last long, and all at once, the Germans lined up, you know, ready for battle. When they seen these tripods, our battle cruisers and our tripods, you know, three masts, they started to go. You could see the smoke coming out of their funnel, you know, then the stokers would get plenty of speed up. Then all at once, the admiral said, all right, Glasgow, you stand by me in case of a torpedo attack. That was easy for us now, see? Now the second admiral in the Antrim, he said, my starboard engine had broke down, so we had to take over second in command. So Sturdy said, as soon as the battle starts with the big ships, the three light cruisers will turn around and run away. You chase them, see? So it happened like that. And you could see our ships firing 12-inch shells. You could see the shell going now. And I seen one shell drop like that, and the Germans turned a rudder, and the ship stern turned away, you know? Then all at once, we lost part of the sight of them, see? And I see merchant officer we took from one of the ships washing his hands under the fire main on deck. I said, I believe, I said, one of our ships been hit in the battle. He said, if we're hit this time, I'm going to jump overboard and finish. I remember him saying that, see? However, we chased now and we went on, and the captain said, we go to prayers first, and we have corned beef and bread, no rum. He said, we'll be in action about 1 o'clock. Exactly at 1 o'clock, we dropped right in between the Leipzig, Nuremberg and Dresden, three light cruisers. They'd run away from the two battleships, see?
Were you on your own?
We were on our own that minute, see? Later on, the Cornwall came with us as well. Consequence was, the battle started now at the Leipzig. And it went on from 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock that night. And during the battle, a signalman come running along with the news. Sturdy sent the news through to say to my captain, I have sunk the two big ships, where are you? My captain said, I don't know where I am. He was in the conning tower, you know, excited. Well, that battle went on till the Leipzig was all on fire at 9 o'clock.
Can you remember any of the events of the battle?
Yes, it was. I know one man was severely injured, and piece of shell hit him in the head. And another one was a piece of his head was blown away of it. And that man, ship's policeman called Pink, he was jumping about, and they thought he was going out of his mind because his trainer was killed, actually. Well, several killed in that, see. And one lad went aloft and brought down a signalman named Ford. Of course, we always call them different names, Flurry Ford. See? He had that hand blown off, the right hand, and his chin blown away. And there was a good many wounded there. Well, anyhow, after the battle with the Leipzig, the boats were lowered. My boat was lowered. And there was small icebergs about. We were right down in the Weddell Seas now. So we picked up one German officer, one warrant officer, and three raisins. Brought them back to the ship. The German officer had his hand blown off. And our doctors was operating on our men, you know, behind the closed doors. And I said to one of our doctors, I said, there's a German officer with his hand off here, sir. Let him wait, he said. So we had to wait. And one of the fellows went and cut all his ornaments off, you know, keep his keepsake. But he had to put them all back again. Well, the next day I was talking to the warrant officer, and he was talking about our gunnery, you know, see. He said, the wonderful firing you've done, see. And anyhow,
were you pleased with the way the firing had gone from your gun?
Oh, yes, you see. In fact, I was out doing the firing, actually.
Yes.
And things went off all right. But the sorry part about it was, while she was on fire like that, her flag was still hoisted, see. And her ensign being hoisted meant she stood at war, actually. And we went by her, and it was dusk, you know. And there was a crowd of men all lined up. We fired at all of them, blew them all away.
That was the Leipzig, was it?
That was the Leipzig. Mm. Now, we didn't know they'd give in, but they couldn't get their... They couldn't get half to get their ensign down because of the ship on fire, see? So that was the cause of losing so many men there, see? However, we got back to the Falkland Islands. When we got back there, we had orders now to go straight down to Punta Arenas, that's in the Straits of Magellan, as the Dresden was there going to intern. We had to intern her. Off we went. When we got down there, a German pilot said, we took her where you'll never find her. And we didn't find her, not till we found her at the Robinson Crusoe Island. She was in the Straits of Magellan all the time. They told us, you know, when we sunk them, because they was near the shore there, see? And because I took the boat in with the commander, let's see. I went aboard the Dresden just before she sunk. And I lifted the gunnery board. I was going to take that on board, you know, as a keep as a memento, see? Commander said, put that back. I put it back. I had to put it back. And about 20 minutes after, the Dresden went down all on fire with the white ensign, white pillowcases hanging up, you know, and white sheets. And old case, and her case of bill, when he heard that she went down with her white sheets up, you know. She still had the German ensign up, anyhow.
Why did the German pilot think you wouldn't find her?
Eh?
Why did the German pilot think you wouldn't find the Dresden?
Oh, because she was hiding in the Magellan Straits. She was so camouflaged there. They told us afterwards. They said, you passed us dozens of times. We never noticed them in there.
How had they camouflaged her?
Oh, I suppose with bits of tree stuff and perhaps where they was laying in, you know, see.
Didn't you see when you got aboard her how she'd been camouflaged?
No. She had no signs of anything like that, see. Yes. All that, and we wounded about, I suppose about 12 or 15 men was wounded. I think a couple was killed.
How did that happen?
Well, because when we sighted her, it appears that Sir Edward Grey, I think he was the, what would he have been, not the Home Secretary. Anyhow, he was the fellow in charge. Sink her wherever you find her, he said, see, because she sunk a lot of our shipping. And when we sunk her, in London, gents with their top hats were throwing them in the air when they heard that she's gone down.
Tell me in as much detail as you can about how you actually sunk the Dresden.
Well, we got her in 400 yards, and the captain said to the gunnery officer, use lyddite. That's a severe ammunition, you know. Germans got millinite, we had lyddite. And I heard the gunnery officer say, lyddite, sir? He said, yeah, lyddite, see? And with that, we belted her with lyddite. And some of the men run ashore, because she was alongside the shore, see? And she was well camouflaged with regard to paint, you know, because we cruised on the Sunday morning, got up there. We cruised all the way around Robinson Crusoe Island. And I had 2 eggs, and I fried them. Because the captain said, someone off cook, she's not here.